Janine Pirro's show won't air on Fox Saturday after remarks about Ilhan Omar. By Joshua Kaplan on March 16, 2019. The Fox News Channel will air a repeat episode of its documentary series Scandalous on Saturday instead of Janine Pirro's weekly program Justice with Judge Janine. Following the conservative host's recent remarks about Representative Ilhan Omar's, DMN, use of a hijab. Pirro was facing criticism after appearing to suggest on her program last Saturday that Omar wears a hijab in defiance of the Constitution. Think about this, she's not getting this anti-Israel sentiment doctrine from the Democrat Party. So if it's not rooted in the party, where is she getting it from? Pirro asked during her opening segment. Think about it. Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran 33:59, tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution? Pirro's remarks came in response to Omar's most recent anti-Semitic outburst, in which he suggested pro-Israel groups pressure members of Congress to pledge allegiance to a foreign country. In a statement to Deadline, a Fox News spokesperson said the network would not comment on internal scheduling matters. Fox News denounced Pirro's comments last Sunday, saying in a statement, "We strongly condemn Janine Pirro's comments about Representative Ilhan Omar. They do not reflect those of the network and we have addressed the matter with her directly." The network released a separate statement from Pirro, who said her intent was not to suggest Muslims could not be loyal to the U.S. "I've seen a lot of comments about my opening statement from Saturday night's show and I did not call Rep. Omar an American. My intention was to ask a question and start a debate. But of course because one is Muslim does not mean you don't support the Constitution," said the conservative host. "I invite Rep. Omar to come on my show anytime to discuss all of the important issues facing America today."